Let's go inside the Cowboys huddle with Mark Elfenbein.
All right, good Sunday morning to you. You got the Mark Elfenbein Show every Sunday, 7 to 9 on 103.3 FM ESPN. Thanks for joining us as always. If you want to follow on Twitter, you can at IAMELF. That's IAMELF. Saad Yusuf, Taylor Phillips in the house as always. Coming up at 7:31, we'll get into some NFL news you can use. And then the big activity that was at the American Airlines Center on Friday night that shockingly, they almost sold the damn place out. We'll get back inside the Cowboys huddle, Elf's Elite Eight in college football, the Elf's Elite Eight college football players to watch this year. And then we'll sneak in some useless baseball nuggets. I know about my Astros in Oakland, so back the hell off, okay? I know what's going on, and I know you're all laughing, so bite me. All right, let's get to the Cowboys game last night. Preseason game number 2, Cincinnati Bengals. Cowboys are officially done from Oxnard. Now they're home. And if I'm not mistaken, both these guys across the window from me, is it next week they have open practices to the public, right?
Yes.
By the way, I just want to say, that's a very cool thing. You know, for those people that can't get to Oxnard or whether if it was San Antonio or Wichita Falls or whatever it was, I think this is a wonderful thing that Jerry and Steven and the Cowboys organization does. They let the fans who are here, the real fans, get a chance to meet and greet and see some of their players in action. So the Star in Frisco is going to be absolutely buzzing. And I believe it's Monday and Tuesday night practices and then Thursday and Friday day practices, if I have that correct. Wednesday, call your local chamber of commerce. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, so last night the Cowboys were home. A couple of things that we knew, there were going to be several players that were not going to play, just to keep an eye on things. I think it was Tavon Austin, Noah Brown, Cole Beasley, Travis Frederick had the infamous stinger.
Zeke
Elliott wasn't going to play, and he's not. If you see him out on the field at all, it might be just to pick up the tee from kicking or something. I don't think you really need to see Zeke Elliott. That being said, you know, we were all hoping for what? Kind of what we saw last week. You know, offense gets out there, they go 10, 12 plays, 75 yards, everybody looks good, everybody's healthy, touchdown, boom, sit down, put in the bench. Well, you didn't see that right away, but you did eventually see that, where the Cowboys moved down the field. There's just, it's so amazing how you have Dak Prescott backers and non-backers. I think Dak looks fine. And I'm just going to say it again. I think Dak's going to be so much better without the pressure of some number 88 yakking down his throat.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. I was at the game yesterday, and just looking at the alignments, it's crazy what the difference that Zeke makes for Dak. Because the safeties were lining up two safeties 15 yards back, which no one will ever be able to do when Zeke's in the back.
Yeah, I mean, things will open up tremendously. And, so first of all, we know the Cowboys lost 21-13. That's not the story. We really don't care about that. What we do have is a couple of uh-ohs. Because the first uh-oh was the Travis Frederick, the stinger in the neck, and I think he's going to be fine. They're going to make sure he rests because you got to have that monster, okay? You got to have that beast. You got to have that captain on the offensive line. But then when Zach Martin went down with a little bit of a knee injury and went out of the game and did not come back in the game, and now they're telling us MRI today, tomorrow, whatever. Hopefully it's just a hyperextension. You pray to God. Because let me tell you something. You lose that cat. Well, let's just put it this way. If you were watching the game last night, and with the exception of if Zach Martin went out of the game, when the Cowboys had most of their number one guys in there, Cowboys are fine. Whether Zeke Elliott's playing or not, they move down the field, they get protection, they do what they have to do. But their backup offensive line, oh my God. Can somebody just tell, can I just get Chaz Green a bus ticket out of town? Can I, is it okay if I just say, look, Chaz, it's been nice knowing you, please leave. I mean, and look, all right, Mr. New England over there, is Corey Fleming, even though he started during the Super Bowl, is he worth keeping?
Cameron Fleming.
Corey, yeah. John, Ralph, I don't know, whatever his name is.
He's a really good swing tackle.
Okay, so, yeah, he swung all right. He swung left, swung right, kept missing.
I would not put him in the starting lineup. He's their sixth best offensive lineman.
Man, I mean, it was like Katie barred the door when the backups came in. I mean, who was it at the first? Cooper Rush was in there, and then Mike White. They didn't have time to breathe. I mean, soon as they took the snap and took three steps back, the defense was in their face. So I guess my first uh-oh was a little bit about the offensive line. All right, that being said, Dak Prescott, who needs his offensive line, commented afterwards about Zach Martin's injury.
You have to focus on the next play. It was hard. I mean, it was hard in that moment to think of all the possibilities that could be going on right now with such a great player and such a great guy, and a guy that's put in so much work and done everything to make sure his game is exactly where it is. So to see that wasn't good, wasn't fun, but you have to move on. You got to try to go and make some plays to get in the end zone in those moments.
All right, so look, let's get Mr. Martin healthy. Let's get Mr. Frederick healthy. Get some duct tape, whatever you need to do. As long as these guys are okay by opening week, I'll be fine. That's okay. The other uh-oh from last night was Xavier Woods, who's done a very nice job. Do we have an update on what did he get just nicked up? Was it a knee? Was it an ankle?
Yeah,
was it a toe?
Knee. It was a knee. He got nicked up on a play that he almost caught an interception.
Right.
And Jerry Jones yesterday afterwards had told us that it looked positive as far as he knew. And okay. That there was going to be an MRI for him as well.
Okay, so that's the one area that I think has been the discussion with the Cowboys in the offseason, before the offseason, during the offseason, in the preseason, as the preseason continues to go along. Here, we can make a phone call here. Earl Thomas, hello, is Earl Thomas there? Earl, you know, are you concerned now? I really wasn't too concerned. I thought they would be okay with Woods and Frazier and Jeff Heath. If you have an injury, I think like any other team in the National Football League, you're going to pick up a phone and make a phone call or two. Who else is out there? Is Eric Reed still out there? Oh, no, they're not going to bring him in. I can tell you that right now. Well, you know what? I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. I, like everybody else, would love to see Earl Thomas here. Do I think they absolutely need him? I don't think they absolutely need him, but, you know, it's like extra whipped cream on chocolate cake. You know, you can never have enough, and we'll have to wait and see. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what else we saw last night. The Cowboys lost to the Bengals, but it was some good things. Randy Gregory is back, and from all indications, from all in reporting, from all the everything that we've heard, he seems to have... I think he's got the right road in front of him. You know, he's done all the things he's needing to do. He's got the right mindset. And they asked him last night about feeling nervous.
Usually I'm pretty jittery and nervous. I really wasn't. I was real laid back. And I don't know if that was just from preparation or whatever, what it was, but I had fun. I wasn't nervous. Definitely want to get some more plays under my belt. Like I said, I got my feet wet, but I really want to get out there for an extended amount of time so I can break a sweat and really get my feet and legs going and really be able to rush the passer and make some plays.
You know, it's funny because I think it was the Cowboys were quietly excited about what was going on with Randy Gregory, seeing the progress. Quietly excited about some of the other young guys they have on their offensive line. I mean, their defensive front. And I don't necessarily think everybody's quietly excited now. I think people, after seeing a little bit of last night and seeing where his head is at, Randy Gregory seems to be on the right road, and talked a little bit more about how to manage the workload he's getting right now.
There's a reason why we handle it the way we handle it. I think everyone internally understands, everyone in the locker room. There's a reason behind everything we're doing, so I can only push for what I can push for. At some point, it becomes more about whether the coaches feel like I'm ready, and training staff, things like that, head coach. That's not my call to make. I'm for whatever they call, I just got to be prepared.
All right, I'm trying to think. Okay, maybe you can, I think when somebody does something great for the Cowboys, you know, I'm not going to give them a star and I'm not going to give them a thumb up. I think if you do something really worthy, you're going to get some extra crispy bacon. How's that sound? Doesn't everybody like bacon, right? So I'm handing out extra, extra, extra crispy bacon to some of these Cowboys from last night. Number one, I continue to praise this guy's talent. Nobody believed me the first couple years, but all this guy does is make plays. Jeff Heath, he just continues to make plays. And how about that one where I think it was him, Sean Lee, and Jalen Smith all together read the play and freaking drilled the guy in the backfield. Jeff Heath just continues to make plays. So he gets a little extra crispy bacon. I danced when they drafted him. I've been dancing since they drafted him. I've been praying that he would get better because I believe he's that good. All right, help me out. Jalen Smith, extra, extra, extra crispy. Homeboy's ready. Does he not look like he's ready to go? I mean, how excited are you? The Cowboys got to be licking their chops right now. I mean, if you got freaking Sean Lee, who's just resting and getting ready to go, you got Jalen Smith, who looks like all that and then some before the Notre Dame injury. Leighton Van Der Esch is just resting up so the season can get going. And I'm going to give another guy some extra crispy bacon. Damian Wilson can play some freaking football for the Cowboys, number 57. Guy's a player. He's going to be able to make this team for sure. And I like what he does out there. All right, and how about this guy? We couldn't pronounce his name at the beginning, but we don't give a damn because all he does is make plays. And the fact that he just changed his number from 33 to 24, he's guaranteed to have more interceptions because the one and only the great Everson Walls wore 24. And all Everson Walls did was make plays and make interceptions. So now that Chido Awuzie has number 24, talked about his interception.
Try to get up quick and go, but I didn't really understand how close the receiver was. But yeah, it's just a collection of, you know, our coaches putting us in a great position to play. We definitely prepared for that play, and it came, and it was just like a drill. So, yeah.
Man, he went up one hand, tipped it to himself, got the interception. I'm just trying to remember. I don't know if I can remember a defensive coach this quickly making a difference, even though it's not even the regular season, on the way his guys are playing. I mean, Chris Richard is just, they're like a completely different group out there. I mean, they play with fire and passion and energy, and they're all over the place, and they're, I don't know. I like what's going on right now. Chido Awuzie talked about the captain of the defense, Sean Lee.
It's great. You know, he's like a, everybody knows how he is. He's like a computer. He gets the look on offense, and then he just starts chirping, you know, chirping everything that comes to his mind, and it's always accurate. You know, he's always putting people in the right position. So it's definitely a guy that we need on the field at all times.
I thought Chido looked good. I thought Dak was good for the short time he was in there. Rod Smith continues to impress me. I think out of the backfield, catching passes, running the football when he needs to run the football. And I just think it's such a cool story that him and Jalen Smith, brothers, are not only on the same team, but they're both playing well and going to be a part of this team for a while to come. Michael Gallup didn't do a lot last night, but I just like watching Michael Gallup play football. I don't know. I just think that's the right guy. They get a good pick there. And then I gave him a lot of crap last year because he was not playing like a taco. He was playing like a quesadilla. But Taco Charlton starting to make a little headway, starting to make some plays, caused a fumble, got a sack, had a pressure. And so, again, there are, I guess on defense, you have to like, well, I'll ask my guys. You like everything but what? You depth like everything but what right now?
Depth in the secondary.
Okay, and I think depth in the secondary is a valid point, especially with Woods. I think we all like Anthony Brown, and we like Jordan Lewis. I think that we're pretty happy with so far, with what we're seeing at Byron Jones at corner. But again, with Byron Jones, as much as we love him, we want to see plays made. Make plays. Tipped balls, interception. By the way, we'll say this again. The tipped balls this team gets on defense, they average in what, 3 or 4 a week? I mean, you love that. Joe Thomas almost had another interception from a tipped ball yesterday. And then I got to pay respect to this guy. I guess he had to go back to his Baylor days. Rico Gathers, nice boxing out and the catch over the defender. Just kind of reached over, grabbed a basketball, grabbed a football, whatever you want to call it. And just said, give me that. That is mine. So Cowboys had some good things last night. Yes, sir?
Also, I'm just going to say some breaking news. A former Cowboy, Orlando Scandrick, has now signed with the Chiefs.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? That's a good move for him. That's a good move for him. He doesn't have to do a whole bunch. Just stand on the team and, all right, Orlando Scandrick going to the Kansas City Chiefs. So we saw good things from the Cowboys. The unfortunate thing is we got to keep our eyes on the Zach Martin MRI, keep our eyes on Xavier Woods and a few other guys that were nicked up. But in a loss, the Cowboys stayed, for the most part, in pretty good shape.